You always say clown.
Clown.
Have you done much? You haven't done much of that in some time.
I'm saying that.
You're telling Bart, you say it's been a long time since I've
come up a tree.
Now, say a girl was a little girl learning to say a prayer. So she went over beside the bed and
knelt down.
And you were feeling a little tired. You might go over to your couch or something like that and
lay down.
Tell about some morning. There wasn't anything really wrong with you, but you're just feeling kind of lazy. And instead of getting up early, even though you're awake, said
just rested this morning.
And you just you didn't get up. You just
laid in bed.
Thinking about something happened in your sleep last night. Said this is what I.
Dream?
That ever happened very much to a child?
A lot of times they dream. Judy's awful bad for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's because she goes so much through the day, you know, and don't rest.
You better stay up awful late.
Yes, yeah, mm-hmm. They stay up too late.
And then you'd say I dreamed I was falling, but before I hit the ground, I
woke up.
You always say you woke up.
Waked up.
Child's doing that with a switch to say quit the
stomping.
And what do you say a baby does before it's big enough to walk?
Crawls.
Say if a boy goes to a party or something like that by himself and he meets a girl and finds she's come there by herself. He kind of likes her. And, getting along towards the end of the party, says, won't you let me
stay you home? Take you home.
Maybe if you're driving, it used to happen a lot to the automobiles on the country road. It probably occasionally happened to buggies. And you get stuck and says, everybody get out and
push.
Tell her about coming home on the train, that she got off the depot and wasn't anybody to meet her. And she had this heavy suitcase. She just had to pick it up and
carry it.
Well, now, if it's anything else you might say besides carry it.
Rag it.
Anything else you used to say besides carrying?
Told it.
Now, say you've got something maybe you're working with, maybe you're cutting out material for a dress, and you got the pieces of material and the pieces of pattern pinned together, and they're on the table in front of you. A child comes in and starts reaching for that, you'd say,
don't touch that.
And if you wanted something that was in another part of the house and you couldn't get up from your sewing, you'd ask the child to
go bring me so and so.
When you were playing tag games as a child, if you wanted to be safe, you'd have to run and get back to the
base.